Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta who is serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, Bring Down the Barriers.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said also to the one who had invited him, When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers and sisters or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. This is the word of the Lord. It is strange. Jesus went to dine at the home of a leader of the Pharisees who invited him. Strange, not because a leading Pharisee invited Jesus for dinner. Strange, not because Jesus accepted the invitation and went to dine at the home of a Pharisee. It is strange because Jesus told the one who invited him who to invite and who not to invite. At first sight, we find today's selection from Luke's Gospel strange because in our celebrations, we normally read bits and pieces of the Bible and we can easily dismiss them and miss the message we are intended to receive from the Word of God. So let us have a quick look at the context in which today's selection was written. Luke tells us that when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler who belonged to the Pharisees, they were watching him. Who are they who were watching him closely? Luke does not tell us. Surely there were the Pharisees and friends of the ruler who invited both Jesus and them. Also, surely, there were those who followed Jesus, the sick, the poor, the outcasts. These were not invited. All were eager to see what Jesus would do, for there was a sick man before him, and it was a Sabbath day. Jesus healed him, but not before asking if it was lawful to heal on a Sabbath. Jesus, always a teacher, took this opportunity to teach both the Pharisees and their friends and the others who, though not invited, followed Jesus. They were also paying attention. Here I am reminded of what St. Paul wrote to Timothy. I charge you, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This Jesus did, and this is the context of today's gospel selection. Jesus first wanted to teach the guests the ruler invited. He had asked them a question and was waiting for an answer, which they never offered, for they were silent. He noticed how those invited chose the places of honor. Do not do this, Jesus told them, for somebody more important than you might have been invited. Remember, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then Jesus wanted to teach the ruler who invited him. Do not invite your friends or your brothers and sisters or your relatives or rich neighbors. Invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. It is not that Jesus does not want us to invite family, relatives, or neighbors for our festivities. Let us remember two things. First, in the Gospels, Pharisees and friends were always trying to find ways to silence Jesus, to accuse him and get rid of him. Second, the poor, the sick, the crippled, and the outcasts were always near Jesus, hoping for a healing, hoping for a better life. So there were always the we, good and important people, and the others, the poor, the bad, and the outcasts. If we accept this way of thinking and behaving, we will be sowing seeds of division that are easily translated into present and future forms of violence, hatred, and worse even, easily justified. We foster fear among those who should be brothers and sisters. Fear creates the need for an atmosphere of defense against the other, generally unknown or imagined, who becomes an enemy. This is not the reality we are living in our days, notwithstanding calls for a change of heart coming from all sorts of groups of people of goodwill. If we meditate on the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, we will see that on the one hand, the Pharisee is not a bad man according to law, but he embraces the policy of we and the others. And even unconsciously, all will be taking sides. We, the good ones, the others, the bad ones. On the other hand, the tax collector is not bad. He is a sinner, yes, and he acknowledges the fact. The difference between the two is that the tax collector speaks to God asking for mercy. That brings conversion. Remember Zacchaeus and Christ's words, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham." The Pharisee wasted his prayer time in praising himself before God and forgot to ask for mercy. Might be he imagined that he did not need to ask for it. He obeyed the law. He was not a sinner. But where is love in all this? Love breeds life. Jesus preached love, and he presented it as the only law that we have to obey. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if we have love for one another. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. What is today's message? Christ calls the Pharisee who invited him to bring down the walls that divide people against one another. How? In his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul instructs us, "Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." Jesus instructs us, "Invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind." Bring down the barriers. Do not measure people by their social status. Once somebody asked me, "Who is more important, the Prime Minister or the street cleaner?" I answered that it was the Prime Minister. "And yet," he told me, "you do not notice that this week the Prime Minister is not in the country. He is abroad." If the street cleaner is not doing his job, you will know it immediately. The street is not clean. So who is more important? Both, each in his own job. We are important, all of us, each one of us. So let us answer Christ's call. Bring down the barriers humans are so keen to create. Christ Jesus is our peace. He has made us both one and has broken down the dividing walls of hostility to reconcile us to God through the cross, thereby bringing the hostility to an end.